Tonight I want to talk to you about a message entitled The Ten Blessedness from the Book of Psalm for Every Saints.
好，今天牧师所要讲的题目就是神在诗篇里面所要赏赐给每一个圣徒十个福气福分。
Or we can entitle it The Secret to a Happy Life in Christ.
也就是美在基督里美满生活的秘密奥秘。
You know, in Psalms 29 talks about the voice of God.
那在诗篇二十九篇谈到神的声音。
When the voice of God come upon the creation, there was the shaking of the cedars and the splitting of the mountains.
当神的声音一发出的时候，就震破江柏木，还有震动的整个群山。
But in that last verse,
但在最后一节里面
he said, the Lord will give strength to his people, the Lord will grant his people peace.
耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓，耶和华必赐平安的福给他的百姓。
It is one thing to hear the voice of the Almighty God.
就是当你听到全能神的声音
Yet is another thing to able to receive the impartation of blessing from his hand.
听见全能的神声音是一回事，但是领受从他那里来的传递跟恩赐又是另外一回事。
And in those days, the most important blessing from heaven is shalom, peace.
那在那个时间里面，从天上最大的福祝福就是平安。
Because peace in the Hebrew has a very interesting meaning.
因为平安在希伯来文里面有很特别的意义。
Literally, shalom means nothing missing, nothing broken.
那平安的意思就是没有任何的缺乏或损失，也没有任何的就是破裂或者破坏。
When the blessings of peace come upon his people,
当平安的福临到他的百姓的
时候 the people will never suffer lack.
那他的百姓就永远不会缺乏。
The people will never suffer shortages.
他们就永远不会不足。
The people will never suffer tragedy.
他们也不会就是遭遇到悲剧。
There will be nothing missing in their life.
在他们生命里面一无所缺，没有任何的损失。
They will live a life of fulfillment and completeness.
他们过的是一个完全完满的生活。
You see, every year,
你看每一年
during the New Year on the Day of Atonement,
就是赎罪日的那一日
on the Day of Yom Kippur, the high priest comes out from the holy place and begin to bless the people with peace, according to Numbers chapter 6.
也根据民数记第六章来讲，也就是在赎罪日那一日，那个大祭司就从圣洁之地出来，祝福神的百姓。
And every year,
每一年
the nation will one more time receive the fresh impartation of the blessing of peace.
那每一年神的百姓也从神那里领受新鲜的分次，也就是平安的福临到他们身上。
And when the peace of God comes upon His people,
当神平安的福临到他的百姓。
For 40 years,
四十年来
，there was no shortage of manna.
他们没有缺乏过任何玛纳。
For 40 years,
四十年来
，there was no lack of the rivers of water that comes out of the split rock.
也就是磐石从来没有缺乏过水涌流出来。
Ladies and gentlemen, when the peace of God comes upon your life, I'm telling you, you will come out of the lack, you will come out of shortages.
弟兄姐妹们，我告诉你们，当神的平安临到你们的时候，你们永远不会遭遇到缺乏，也永远不会遭遇到不足。
When the peace comes upon Israel,
当平安临到以色列的时候
，As the Bible say, peace was upon the house of Solomon for 40 years.
也就正如圣经所谈到的，所罗门之家他们有平安四十年临到他们。
And in those 40 years, there was blessings and prosperity in the land.
在那块地土上四十年来都是昌盛都是祝福
Likewise in the same way
同样的
When the peace of God comes upon our life
当神的平安进到你的生活。
You should not be suffering from financial insufficiency.
你也永远不会遭遇到财务上的缺乏。
You should not be struggling with poverty.
你再也不会跟贫穷来挣扎。
Because when peace is around,
因为当平安环绕你的时候，
which is one of the supreme blessing from heaven,
也就是神至终至高的祝福临到。
There is nothing missing in your life.
在你生命里面一无所缺。
What you desire, you have.
你心里想什么就有什么。
What you ask from heaven, God will fulfill.
你从天上所恳求的，神就来供应满足你。
This word peace is a picture.
所以平安是一个图画。
A picture of the kind of life that we should have on this earth.
那个图画就是我们在地上所应该过的生活。
That is in the Old Testament.
那是在旧约里面。
But when we come into the New Testament,
就是我们进到新约。
Paul began to write in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3.
那保罗就在以弗所书一章三节写道。
And in Ephesians 1 verse 3, he makes a very interesting statement.
在一章三节他有一个很有趣的引述。
Verse 2, he talks about grace be unto you and peace,From God, our Father.
第二节他说到愿恩惠平安从神我们的父与主耶稣基督归于你们。
Again, it mentioned peace.
再一次他在这里提到平安。
Notice that Paul released the twofold blessings upon the church of Ephesus.
所以我们看到在以弗所保罗释放了双重的祝福给以弗所教会。
Twofold blessing.
是双重的，加倍的。
He said, "Grace and peace from God our Father."
他说到恩惠平安从神我们的父。
And grace and peace from the Lord Jesus Christ.
还有恩惠平安从主耶稣基督。
This evening.
这个晚上。
Have you entered into the twofold dimension of blessedness?
今天晚上你有没有进入到这个双倍双重祝福的领域里面呢？
Have you walked in the reality of the blessedness of peace?
你有没有行在平安的福的这个实际里面呢？
And then Paul begins to tell us something so marvelous that is beyond comprehension.
那保罗又继续告诉我们更奇妙更伟大的是超乎我们所求所想的还继续呢。
He says in verse 3,
他在第三节说道，
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
愿颂赞供于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐福给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
This word bless is a New Testament word.
那这个福气是一个新约的字眼。
We didn't borrow it from the world.
我们不是从世界来引用，把借这个字眼来用。
The word blessed actually is the original word from the Bible that the world has copied.
那福气其实是世界把我们从圣经里面借出去用的。
Because the word blessed is a covenant word.
因为这个祝福，这个福气是一个立约的字眼。
When you are in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ,
当你与主耶稣有这种关系的时候，
out of the relationship, you are entitled for this powerful influence of goodness called blessed.
那从这个关系里面你就有一个强而有力的影响力，那这个影响力就是叫做福气。
But here there is an incredible word.
那在这里这是一个奇妙的伟大字眼。
He say God has already blessed us.
他讲到说神曾赐给我们，就是已经赐给我们了。
Do you know God is not going to bless you anymore?
你知道神不会再祝福你了。
God has already blessed you.
因为他已经祝福了你了。
The word has is in the past tense.
因为那个成就是过去式。
You are already blessed.
你已经蒙福了。
You are not looking for blessing.
你不是在找福气。
You have been blessed. 2,000 years ago,
在2000年前你就已经蒙福了。
When Jesus Christ died on the cross,
当耶稣基督死在十字架上，
the blessings of heaven has come into your life.
天上的福气就要临到你的生命。
You are not going to get blessings, you have been blessed.
你不是要来得祝福得福气，你已经拥有祝福和福气了。
You have to come into the knowledge of the word of God.
所以你必须要拥有从神来的这个智慧跟知识。
You are not searching for blessing, you must be looking for revelation.
你不是要去寻求福气，而是你要找的是从神来的启示。
Because once revelation comes,
因为当神的启示临到你的时候，
you discover that the blessing has already arrived on this earth.
因为你就会发觉到说，原来祝福已经临到地上了。
God in His ultimate plan has already planned to bless you.
因为在神终极的计划里面，早就已经计划好，已经祝福你了。
That's why curse is not the will of the Father.
所以咒诅不是从天父的旨意来的。
Do you know that poverty is a curse of the law in the book of Deuteronomy 28?
你知道在生命记二十八章所讲的。贫穷是咒诅，你知道吗？
Blessing is the will of God.
祝福才是从神来的旨意。
How do you know?
你怎么知道啊？
The next two verse in verse 5.
在从第五节开始两节，你就会知
道。Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
第五、第六节，又因爱我们，就按着自己的意志所喜悦的，预定我们借耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
According to the good pleasure of His will，
是照着神他的意志所喜悦的。
Blessing is the will of God the Father for every child of God。
祝福是从父神他为他的所有。儿女所预备的福气。
And prosperity is part of the dimension of blessing.
所以昌盛繁荣也是祝福的一个部分。
Tomorrow night we're going to talk about the further understanding of blessing.
明天我们要谈到更进一步的对祝福的了解。
Tomorrow we're going to step into the key to live a life of blessedness.
明天我们要进到那个关键，使你可以过一个蒙福的生活。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 15.
我们来看罗马书第十五章。
And verse 29.
第二十九节。
Paul say, I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness.Of the blessing of the gospel of Christ.
保罗说，我也晓得去的时候必带着基督丰盛的恩典而去。
Paul understood that the gospel is a gospel of blessing.
因为保罗明白福音是一个祝福的福音。
In fact, he used the term the fullness of the gospel of blessing of Jesus Christ.
他这里讲到的是基督丰盛的恩典。
The true gospel always impart the blessings of heaven.
那真正的福音就是从天上传递分赐祝福给我们。
That's why when the Son of Man stood up in the mountain and he began to speak forth his first official sermon called the Sermon of the Mount in Matthew 5-7.
这也是为什么人子耶稣在马太福音第五章在这个山上讲到八福。
He began to talk about the gospel of the kingdom and he began with the great word, Blessed is you who are poor in spirit.
那他讲到就是天国的福音是就是说是有福的就是心里贫穷的人是有福的。
If you really, really understand this covenant word called blessing,
如果你真实的明白这个立约的字眼叫做福气，
you will see dimensions of breakthrough in your personal life, in your career life, like never before.
你会在你的个人生命里面或者你的事业里面看见不同层次的突破是你从未看过的。
Get hold of my yesterday DVD when I preach on one of the psalms. That psalm will bless your life.
你 你要好好去找出去看昨天牧师在新竹所传讲的信息，那是在这个 DVD 你们要去拿来看，因为他讲到的就是这种福。
Tomorrow, yesterday night there was an outbreak of the anointing of God.
昨天晚上在那里有一个极大神的恩膏就是凸显出来。
I tell you, if you get hold of the DVD, you will understand the depth of what I'm talking about tonight.
如果你看了牧师的 DVD, 你就知道牧师今天晚上所讲的这个深度是什么。
Tomorrow night it will be available.
明天晚上就可以卖了，就有那个 DVD。
Amen.
Amen.
That is my introduction so far.
刚才为止只是牧师的前言。
Now you are ready?
你们预备好要听主题了。
So now we'll begin our main sermon.
好，现在我们要讲我们主要的信息。
Would you turn your Bible tonight to the book of Psalm 1?
请各位翻到诗篇第一篇。
You see, I want to talk to you about the Old Testament beatitude of blessedness.
那我要谈到的就是蒙福的态度。
You see, in the Old New Testament, the beatitude of blessings is in Matthew 5.
那在新约讲到蒙福是在这个八福，也就是在马太福音第五章。
But in the Old Testament is contained in the book of Psalms.
但是呢，蒙福的态度呢，这个是在旧约的时候，是在诗篇可以找得到。
Two weeks ago, when I go through my Bible,
两个礼拜前，当我读遍我的圣经
，and God began to speak to me about 10 kinds of personal blessedness that will come upon His people.
那神就开始跟我谈到十种。会临到他的百姓的福气。
So tonight will be my second time that I will be speaking on this topic.
所以今天晚上是我第二次讲到这个主题。
Psalms 1 verse 1.
诗篇第一篇第一节。
Let's talk about the first blessedness in this book.
那我们首先要讲到在这个祝福就是这本书首先的祝福。
He said, blessed.
Yes, 祝福有福。
Notice that if you read too fast, you fail to capture the meaning.
那在英文圣经的第一个字第一节第一个字就是有福，可是我们是在第二节的最后两个字是有福。
Bless.
有福。
Which means, before you continue to read, you must identify who is this blessedness referred to.
所以当我们读圣经很快的过去的时候你就丧失了你找到说是什么样的人可以得着有福。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。
I receive this blessed word.
主我领受这个有福的字眼。
Lord, I receive this covenant word of blessing.
主我领受跟你这个立约的字眼。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
那有福的人是什么样的人呢？第一节，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
If you want to lay hold of the first personal blessing from heaven,
如果你想要紧紧抓住个人的首先祝福的话，
you must learn to have right friends in your life.
你就必须要学习有正确的朋友在你的生命里面。
Wrong friends will bring you downhill towards destruction.
错误的朋友损友就会让你呢越走下坡。
Right friends will always spurs you into your heights of destiny.
但是对的朋友呢益友呢总是拉着你往更高你的命定上去。
This verse is very meaningful to me.
那这个经文对我非常有意义。
Yesterday dinner time,
在吃晚餐的时候，
we were eating with a woman that is a scornful woman.
那我们跟一个姐妹用餐，那个姐妹呢，牧师形容就是像那个臭鼬一样的姐妹，鼬鼠，你知道臭鼬。
There's bad breath from her mouth.
那个就是她口中所出来的那个气很臭。
So I refuse to eat.
所以我就拒绝跟她继续吃下去。
I say no, I'm leaving.
我就说不，我要离开了。
Never sit among those that insult the things of God.
那不要坐在那一群呢。就是亏损神的人中间。
Amen. So you must hang around godly people.
所以你必须要与敬虔的人、合神心意的人在一起。
You see, David, King David was blessed because he had a good friend called Jonathan.
你知道 大卫王能够蒙福，是因为他有一个好朋友，名叫约拿丹。
Jonathan tells him that his father planned to assassinate him.
那约拿丹告诉大卫说，我的爸爸扫罗打算要来暗杀你。
So he escaped death.
所以大卫才可以得以从死亡里面逃脱。
Good friends will never betray you in times of crisis.
好的朋友不会在你有危机的时候背叛你。
You will know who is your true friend in times of trouble.
所以在你患难的时候，你就会知道谁才是你真正的朋友。
In good times, everybody wants to be your friend.
在你快乐的时光，在你日子过得好的时候，大家都要做你的朋友。
所谓的狗肉朋友。
酒肉朋友。
酒肉。我的华语多么标准啊。And so in times of prosperity, everybody wants to be your friend.
所以呢，当你昌盛兴旺，日子过得好的时候，大家都要做你的朋友。
But when you are down, that's where your real friends comes to you.
当你消沉的时候，只有你真正的朋友会来到你身边。
Amen.
Amen.
You want to choose your right friend? Choose them when you are not famous.
所以呢，如果你要选择朋友的话，最好在你还没成名以前就选了。
I have found who is my friends.
我呢，发觉谁才是我的朋友呢
？And the more famous I become，
当我越有名气的时候
，I'm very, very selective of my friends。
我就对挑选朋友非常仔细了。
Look at Paul。
看看保罗。
Paul was a great minister。
保罗是一个伟大的传教士。
He could finish his course partially because he had a good doctor physician called Dr. Luke。
那保罗能够来回应神的呼召，能够做得这么好，乃是因为他一个医生朋友，那个医生朋友的名字叫做路加。
Some of you need good doctor friends that will continue to bless your body with good health to finish your course.
因为呢，你当我们当中有一些人，我们需要有一些好的医生朋友帮助我们得着身体的健康，以至于我们可以跑完神所要我们跑完的路程。
Amen.I have a Dr. Luke in my ministry.
我在我的侍奉里面认识有像路加医生这样的人。
So that doctor ministered to my body.
所以那个医生就常常服侍我的身体。
Amen.
Amen.
You have to have health.
你必须要有健康。
Your health is your personal wealth.
因为你的健康就是你的财富。
Amen. 你的本钱就是健康。
Amen.
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 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16 talks about Onesimus.
2 Timothy chapter 1. 提摩太后书第一章第十七节。
十六节。
十六节。
About this slave called Onesimus who ministered to Paul and refreshed the heart of Paul.
那这个是不是叫做阿尼西亚？他是帮助保罗，服侍保罗。
Very important, you must have friends that always encourage you and not discourage you.
你很重要的就是你常常要有朋友，就是常常鼓励你，不是常常在那边亏损你或者使你意志消沉。
If we have friends that always are very pessimistic and negative in life, those kind of friends cannot take you very high up in the mountain.
所以呢，当你的朋友当中若有一些都是负面消极的，这些人没有办法把你带到山上去的。
Because you need to have good anointed friends that will bring you into the place of your destiny.
你必须要有又好而且又恩高的朋友把你一起带进你的命定里。
Do you know who is that good friend?
你知道谁就是那位好朋友啊?
That will never betray you.
从来不会背叛你。
John 15:15, Jesus Christ is your good friend.
约翰福音第十五章第十五节，主耶稣就是我们最好的朋友。
2 Corinthians chapter 13, the Holy Spirit is your good friend.
哥林多后书第十三章讲到，圣灵也是我们的好朋友。
When you have a friendship with the Holy Ghost,
当你与圣灵有好朋友的关系，
you will have a blessed life on planet Earth.
你在地上的生活就是蒙福的生活。
Amen.
Amen.
There is a freedom in the air. I can feel it here.
我可以感受到在这里的气氛有自由的气氛。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every time, kick religion out of this church.
每一次呢，都要把宗教性宗教踢出你们的教会。
Always flow in freedom.
总是在自由里面来涌流。
The more free this place, the more wild and radical I become.
那在这里呢，越自由就越有狂野，然后呢，这个激进的这个信仰生活在这里。
You have never seen my true colors yet.
你还没看到我真实的颜色。
You come to Indonesia.
你来印尼看看。
You will see who I am.
你就看到我是谁，我的真面目。
在台湾比较保守。真的，真的。你看我的印尼的 DVD， 你就知道我在讲什么。好 ，Now we come to the second personal blessedness in life.
我们来看在我们生命中可得着的第二个祝福。
And it is in Psalms 2 verse 12.
也就是在诗篇第二篇第十二节。
Kiss the son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they all that put their trust in him.
当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作。凡投靠他的，都是有福的。
Point number one, you have to have right friends.
第一点，你必须要有交到正确好的朋友。
Point number two.
第二点
，You need to have even right friends. You need to have right friends in business.
即使在你的事业上，你也要交到对的朋友。
When you join in partnership in business, you better know that that is the right partner.
当你跟人一起来合作做生意的时候，你必须要明白这个是真实你的朋友，是你对的伙伴。
Or else you partnership together after 3 years, you'll split.
不然呢，一起合作三年以后呢，大家分道扬镳。
So very important.
所以很重要。
看清楚啊，不然的话你会很失望。Okay, this second blessing is called the right trust or the right reliance on the Lord.
那第二个祝福就是有正确、有对的信靠，对于神有对的信靠。
In Psalms 31 and verse 14,
在诗篇31篇第14节。
But I trust in thee, O Lord. I say, Thou art my God.
三十一篇第十四节，耶和华，我仍旧倚靠你。我说你是我的神。
How do we know that we really trust the Lord?
我们怎么知道你是真真实实的信靠主、倚靠主
？Which means if you live a life of faith, that is very blessed.
那也就是说，你住在这个信心的生活里，这就是非常蒙福的事。
You know why most people cannot live a life of blessedness?
你知道很多人不能够住在蒙福里面。
It's because they halfway trusting God and half-hearted also trusting in themselves. It's like a halfway deal.
因为大部分的人都是一半全心，全心里面有一半相信神，一半相信自己。
For example, they have a worry.
举个例子来讲，他们很烦恼担忧。
Oh God, I give this worry to you. I don't want to worry anymore. Nah.
然后呢，他们怎么跟神讲呢？就是说，主啊，我把我的担忧忧虑交给你，现在。
那。
现在。
快点拿拿。
现在。
拿去吧。
现在拿去了。
哦，主啊，你拿去了。
主，你拿去了。
哦，我不担忧了。
我不担忧了。
为什么我手好像很紧啊？
可是手还是很紧。
为什么我还没有自由？Because you are still holding on to it.
因为你仍然紧紧抓住在你自己的手中。
哎，你哦，要放手哦。
Amen.
才会长寿哦。
Amen.
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 Now, how do you know? It says in verse 15.
在第十五节里面说到。
My times are in thy hand.
我终身的事在你手中。
Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me.
求你救我脱离仇敌的手和那些逼迫我的人。
Which means you put this pressure or this persecution into the hands of God and let go.
就是说你把这个患难或这个逼迫以及你的困难呢，交在神的手，然后就放手。
Let go.
放手。
Don't worry again.
不要再担忧了。
How do I know you let go?
我怎么知道你有放手呢？
Your face begins to shine.
你的脸就会发光。
诶 look at it in verse 16.
然后你看第十六节。
Make thy face to shine upon thy servant.
求你使你的脸光照仆人。
When you give it unto the Lord and you still have a bitter God face.
那就是说当你交给神的时候你的脸仍然是苦瓜脸
啊、哦，那你还没有完全交给神当你交给神的时候容光发亮、
Amen.
像西瓜脸哈哈哈哈那就是交给神了、
Amen.
你最近很瘦吗啊，还没有交给神最近不能睡觉吗啊，还没有交给神最近很多忧愁吗啊，还没有交给神难怪你的脸这么多的皱纹啊，还没有交给神。Learn to let go and let God.
放手交给神。
Look at Psalms 84.
看看诗篇84篇。
Psalms 84 and verse 12.
第十二节。
O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee.
万军之耶和华倚靠你的人变为有福
Can I tell you something?
我可不可以告诉各位一件事啊
Even though God is so powerful
即使神是如此的有能力
He cannot help you
他没有办法帮你
He cannot deliver you
他没有办法救你脱离
Why?
为什么
Because you block his hand of deliverance
因为你拦阻他的手来救拔你
Your worryblock his arrow of deliverance
因为你的忧虑拦阻了他所射出就把你的
箭 even though God wants to bless you
即使神想要祝福你
you cannot receive his blessing
你没有办法收得到他的祝福
because you become very worried in life
因为你的生活里面你的生命里面充满了忧虑
because Psalms 84 verse 11 say God promised you that he wants to bless you with every good thing
因为在诗篇八十四篇第十一节讲到神要把各样的好处都加给你
But you can only receive his blessing when you learn to trust in God
但是你唯一能够领受到这个好处这个祝福就只有你真正学习依靠神
If you worry
如果你担忧
I can guarantee you
我向你保证
It short circuit the power of God
你就会让神的大能他的那个电力完全停电
There's no way you can live a life of blessedness
那你永远没有办法过一个蒙福的生活
If you don't trust in God
如果你不学习信靠神倚靠神
People who don't learn to trust in God live a very miserable life
人们就是不过那些倚靠神生活的人过的是一个非常悲惨的生活
And you know what they lack in life?
你知道他们生命所缺少的是什么呢
They lack true happiness
他们所缺乏的就是真实的快乐
Psalms 146 verse 5 say If you put your hope in God you happy are you
诗篇114篇
146篇第五节
146篇第五节
If you put your hope and trust in God, you will be a very happy person.
就是全心依靠你的，你就成为一个喜乐的人。
Today,
今天
are you going to continue the same lifestyle of anxiety?
你想要继续过这种充满焦虑的生活形态吗？
If you want,
如果你想要的话
continue to hold on to your trouble.
继续把你的这些患难抓住吧。
Continue every day to tell your friends, 哎呀。排命哎呀糟糕
每一天都跟你的朋友讲说很歹命很糟
命很苦倒霉你常常讲抓住这种东西你永远没有昌盛 Amen Let go
Amen 放手
Let go
放手
I command you to let go tonight
我奉主的名命令你今晚就要放手
Of every burden
每一个你的重担
I command you to be loose tonight
今晚就要放开
From every anxiety
从所有的焦虑
Don't worry
不要再忧虑
I teach you how not to worry
我教你们怎么样不忧虑
A couple of days ago
几天前
I told somebody
我告诉某个人
I said what are you doing
你在做什么
You are not eating you are thinking and you're worrying
你没有在吃东西你都在那边担忧
I tell you what you do
我告诉你要怎么办
Every morning,
每一天早上
whatever you want to worry,
你要开始担忧以前
write everything down on a piece of paper,
把每一件事都写在纸上
tell everything to God,
把每一件事情都告诉神
and then, full stop,
然后呢就停止
don't worry anymore,
不要再忧
了 for the rest of the day, Don't think about it anymore.
整天再也不要想你所写下来的事。
Because you were really worried.
因为呢
in the morning.
因为呢在早上有人一起来就开始在担忧了。
If you don't do that, you worry for morning, afternoon, evening, midnight.
所以与其你早上中午晚上都要忧虑，你不如早上就把它写好交出去。
Amen. Hallelujah. 把那一封信寄出去吧。
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's come to the third personal blessedness.
我们来看第三个个人的祝福。
In Psalms 32,
在诗篇三十二篇
and verse 1,
第一节。
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人变为有福。
Here it talks about the blessing of forgiveness.
这里讲到的就是被赦免的福。
All of us have received forgiveness of sin.
我们每一个人都领受这个过犯得以赦免。
But however, when we talk to our friends,
但是不管怎么样，我们跟朋友说话的时候，
Have you noticed that people are always very guilty of their past?
但是你有没有发觉，每一个人都对他们的过去觉得很有罪恶感？
They are very embarrassed of the past, and they don't want to talk about their past.
他们对过去觉得很不好意思，不想要再提到过去了。
And they feel very condemned when they think about those days.
当他们在想到这些事的时候，他们觉得非常的被定罪。
You see, forgiveness has two parts.
你知道吗？饶恕是有两个部分。
First part is God's responsibility is to forgive you.
那第一个部分就是神的责任，就是要来饶恕你、赦免你。
That is God's part.
那就是神的部分。
But your part, you have your responsibility.
你有你自己的责任。
You must forget the past.
你必须要忘记过去。
You must forgive yourself, and then you forget the past.
你必须要饶恕自己，然后忘记过往。
Don't always live in the past memories.
不要常常。活在过去的记忆里面。
God has already forgiven you.
神已经饶恕了你。
Why you keep talking and talking about the past?
但是你为什么要不断的谈到过去呢？
夜上海，夜上海。Are you talking always about the 夜上海 always the past?
你一直都谈到的是过去，夜上海就是过去好日子那个。
老歌，唱老歌。旧歌，怀念旧。Forget about the past.
不要再想过去了，忘记了吧。
Talk about the present. Talk about your future.
谈一谈现在，谈一谈将来。
Some people come to me.
有些人来到我面前。
Oh, Pastor, I met you 10 years ago.
不是，我十年前遇过你哎。
I say, you still live in 10 years ago?
你仍然活在十年前。
I forget about 10 years.
我十年前的事早就忘了。
I forget about the yesterday's achievement.
我也已经忘了昨日我所有的成就。
I don't care what I've done in the past.
我不管我过去做过了什么。
I'm moving on to my future.
我要继续往我的将来前进。
My future is greater than my past.
我的过去是比我的将来更伟大。
I command you to come out of your past.
我命令你从你的过往出来。
Whoever hurt you in the past.
不管谁过去伤害了你。
You have been hurt in relationship.
你在跟人际关系里面有伤害。
God has forgiven your past.
神已经饶恕了你的过去。
You must forgive yourself.
你必须要饶恕自己。
You must forget the past and let go.
你必须要忘记过去而且放手吧。
Then you can move into your future.
所以你就可以进到你的将来。
You see, Apostle Paul is a great man.
你知道使徒保罗是一个伟大人。
Because he learned to let go the past.
因为他学习怎么样忘记背后。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13, he said he let go of the past so that he can apprehend those things that are ahead of him.
所以他在腓立比书三章十三节讲，他忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
So let go tonight.
所以今晚就放手吧。
Whoever hurts you, let go.
不管过去谁伤害了你，放手吧。
Give it to the hands of God and let go.
交在神的手中，然后就放手。
Your husband have hurt you.
你的丈夫伤过你。
Your boyfriend have hurt you.
你的男朋友伤害过你。
Let go tonight.
今晚就放手吧。
You have a new lease of life.
你有新的生命，你有新的生活。
The moment you let go, you have a new beginning.
如果你一放手了，你马上就有一个全新的开始。
Let's come to the fourth blessedness.
那我们来看第四个福气。
And it is in verse 2 of Psalms 32.
也就是在32篇的第二节。
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord impute not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile.
凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Here talks about the blessedness of living an honest life before God and before man.
这个是谈到在人在神面前过一个没有诡诈的生活。
Don't speak lies to defend yourself.
不要用谎言来防御自己，来保护自己。
Even you are in a wrong position, learn to tell the truth.
即使你做了错事，在错误里面，你也要讲出实情。
If you don't, you will always live in deception.
因为你不这样做的话，你永远都活在虚假里面。
And when deception grow,
当虚假一成长，
it becomes a form of hypocrisy.
你就变得假冒为善。
And finally, you become a Pharisee.
然后你就变成法律赛人。
Pharisee, fair to see.But sad to see.
法利赛人的英文听起来就像，就是说，对看见呢，就是失去那个看见，看不见。
You know, a lot of people have a straight mouth but a crooked heart.
你知道有很多人呢，口直心快，就是心里其实很好意，可是嘴巴很快就讲出去。
They have a hallelujah mouth.
他们有一个赞美哈利路亚的口
，but a hollow heart.
但是呢，心里却是很邪恶的心。
They act spiritual.
他们呢，表面上很属灵。
How are you?
你好吗
？Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
One day, I asked a sister, I said, "How are you? Hallelujah."
有一天，我问一个姐妹说：“你好吗？”她说 ：“Hallelujah。”
啊，什么哈？
什么哈？哈哈。
什么哈？
什么哈
？I said, "I saw you."
她说：“我看到你。
”You are very sad.
你其实很伤心的。
You cannot let go of that hurt.
你没有办法放开过去的伤害。
And you're trying to deceive yourself.
然后你尝试要骗自己。
With hallelujah.
用 hallelujah 来骗自己。
And she start to cry.
然后她就开始大哭。
And in the KFC restaurant, she cry. And I walk backwards.
在那个肯德基炸鸡，她就开始大哭。牧师赶快退后几步。
I let her cry for half an hour.
我让她自己哭半个钟头。
Then I come back, I say, 可以了，停止了。You know, the most subtle sin in Christianity.
你知道在这个基督徒里面最令人厌恶的罪
is Phariseeism.
就是像法利赛人一样假冒为善。
I call it professional Christians.
告诉他们，我称牧师称之为专业的基督徒。
哦，你很会演戏。你应该得到金马奖。I like real Christians.
我喜欢那个真的基督徒。
I don't like Christians who are plastic.
我不要我的基督徒生活像塑胶一样很假。
There is plastic Christianity in many places.
你知道在很多地方都有塑胶的基督徒生活。
And I don't like it.
我不喜欢。
I want people who are honest.
我喜欢人是诚实的。
And God say, if you live an honest life,You are blessed.
神说，如果你过的是一个诚实无伪的生活，你是蒙福的。
Are you hurt tonight?
今天晚上你有被伤到了吗
？Do you feel certain pains in you that you cannot let go?
你心里面有感受到过去的伤害，你没有办法放手。
Do you feel that you are dry spiritually?
你觉得你的灵里很枯干吗
？Do you feel that you are troubled tonight?
你觉得你今天真的是非常思虑烦恼吗
？Then be honest.
但是。那你就诚实嘛
，Don't hide，
不需要隐藏。
Tell the Lord everything，
告诉主所有你的感受。
我排你啊 ，And God say， Yeah， I already know。
神就回答你说，对啊，我早知道了。
But why？
但是你说谎的话。
He wants you to be honest about your own life。
神要你对自己的生活真实。
Prayer is an expression of the honesty of your own heart。
其实祷告就是对我们心里真实的感受一种诚实说出来。
Amen.
Amen.
If you are suffering, then tell God, God pain.
如果你在受苦的话，你就跟神说痛啊。
And 神说好啊。为什么？你终于肯承认你的事实。
Amen.
我们要活在事实里面。
Amen.
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 Let's come to the fifth blessing.
那我们看第五个祝福。
In Psalms 41.
在诗篇第四十一篇。
Psalms 41 and verse 1.
四十一篇第一节。
Blessed is he that consider the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble.
眷顾贫穷的有福了，他遭难的日子，耶和华必搭救他。
If you have a ministry of mercy,
如果你有一恩慈的事工，
you have a heart of Mother Teresa,
你有像这个泰瑞莎修女那样的心智，
you will have a compassion to always help the poor,
如果你常常有那个慈悲怜悯来帮助贫穷人，
you are blessed,
你是有福的。
Because if you remember the poor,
因为你如果眷顾贫穷人，
God will remember you,
神就会眷顾纪念，
in time of your own trouble,
就是在你自己遭难的日子，神必纪念你。
When you bless the poor,
你祝福那些贫穷人，
God will deliver you.
神要来搭救你。
Number two, God will preserve you.
而且第二点，神不止搭救你，
Number three, you will never be defeated in life.
你在生命里面永远不会失败。
Because verse two say, He will not deliver you and hand you over unto the will of your enemies.
第二节他讲到说，不会把他交给仇敌遂其所愿。
Jesus once said in Luke 14:12.
在耶稣在路加福音第十四章第十二节说，
He said, "When you have a feast,
当你有宴席的时候，
go out to the highway and the byway and bring the lame, the crippled into the house."
那你就去到外面大小路上来找出那些眼瞎的、瘸腿的。
You know, on Sunday we have a feast of the manner of God.
在主日我们就好像来到主的面前吃了一场。
But there are people who have not eaten the word of God.
马纳的盛宴，但是外面仍然有人还没有吃
过神的话语。We must go out to the streets and bring them into the house to have a feast.
所以我们必须到街道上把他们带进来，来享受，跟我们一起享受神马纳的盛宴。
In James chapter 2,
在雅各书第二章
verse 14 to 18,
十四节到十八节，
he talks about what is real faith.
他讲到什么是真的信心。
Faith is not just talking.
信心呢不是只是说说罢了。
Faith is always doing.
信心是要去行的。
Faith without works is dead.
信心没有行为就是死的。
And James talks about how a brother will come to someone that is hungry and say, Oh, may God bless you and walk away.
那雅各书也说有一些弟兄他们带到那些饥饿的人面前说，哦，神祝福你，然后就走了。
And when you see someone in the streets poorly dressed and naked, you say, Oh, God bless you, and you walk away.
就是像你走到街道上看到有人非常的贫穷，衣不蔽体，然后你就说上帝祝福你，然后你就离开了。
You should have actions of compassion.
你必须要有行出你慈悲怜悯的行动。
When they are naked, clothe them.
当他们赤身肉体的时候，给他们衣服穿。
When they are hungry, feed them.
当他们饥饿的时候，喂养他们。
Christianity is an action faith.
基督教的信仰是一个有行动的信仰。
And when you go out to the world and bless the poor,
当你去到世界去祝福那些贫穷人，
God say you are blessed.
神说你是有福的。
One time,
有一次
I received a blessing.
我领受了一个祝福。
When God spoke to my heart,
神对我的心说话。
He said, I want you to build a house that sits, can feed 200 orphans.
那神就对牧师说，我要你盖一个房子可以收容200个孤儿。
And so we built an orphanage in Iran Jaya.
我就在 Iran Jaya 这个地方呢，盖了一个孤儿院。
That feeds and sheltered 200 orphans.
那可以在那里收容200个孤儿。
That is a blessing.
那是一个祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's come to the sixth blessing.
那我们来看到第六个福气。
In Psalm 65 and verse 4.
诗篇六十五篇第四节。
Blessed is the man whom thou choose and cause to approach unto thee.That he may dwell in thy courts, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple.
你所拣选使他亲近你，住在你院中的这人变为有福。
This blessedness talks about you coming into the house of God.
这个祝福就是你进到神的家中，神的殿里面。
You know, some people have a strange idea of me and the Holy Ghost.
那有的人呢，对他自己跟圣灵有很奇怪的点子。
He says, me and the Holy Ghost, not nobody else.
他就想说，只要我有圣灵，我们两个就好了，我不需要其他人。
So they don't go to church.
他们不去教会。
They live an abnormal Christian life.
他们过一个不正常的基督徒生活。
Like tonight you come into the house of God.
像今天你来到神的殿，神的家中。
You are already blessed.
你已经蒙福了。
Amen.
Amen.
He says, you come to the house, you are blessed.
神说，你进到神的家中，你就蒙福了。
Blessed with satisfaction of His goodness.
是美福，而且是知足。
And He says that when you come into the house of God,
所以你进到神的家中面前，
not only number one, God touch you with His goodness.
你进到神的家中，神的院里面，神就用他的美福来触摸你。
Number two,
第二点。
God will bless you with answers to your prayer.
神用回应来垂听你的祷告。
Psalm 65 verse 2, God answers your prayer.
因为在第二节里面讲到，听祷告的主，神是听祷告的主。
Number three,
第三点，
God begins to perform miracles, impossible miracles for you.
神会为你行不可思议、不可能的神迹奇事。
Verse 5, by terrible things in righteousness will thou answer us.
第五节，他拯救的神，你是拯救的神。
God will perform miracles.
神会行使神迹奇事。
Fourthly,
第四点，
you will begin to experience salvation.
你就会经历到一切的充足。
He's called in verse 5 the God of all salvation.
那这里讲到拯救我们的神是拯救的神。
And point number 6,
第六点，
you begin to have peace that you have never experienced before.
你会经历过从未有的平安。
Verse 7, he says, he still the noise of the sea.
这里讲到其中海浪的响声，神都使他平静了。
And then God began to bless you with the fruit of joy.
然后神就开始用喜乐的这个果子来祝福你。
Verse 8, from morning to evening, thou will rejoice.
因为从日出到日落都要欢呼在地。
And then you could begin to experience the visitation of God.
所以你就开始经历到神的造访。
God began to visit your life.
神开始来造访你的生命。
That's the blessing of verse 9.
这是第九节的祝福。
And God begins to quench your spiritual thirst.
而且神要来浇灌使你这个灵里的不满足。
The river of God begins to water your life.
神要来浇灌你的生命。
And then God begins to bless you with a harvest of corn.
而且神开始要用谷物的丰收来祝福你。
That is in verse 9.
这是第九节。
And God begins to bless you with many good things.
神开始要祝福你用各样的美物。
You begin to walk in prosperity.
你开始行在昌盛里面。
You begin to walk in abundance.
你行在丰富里面。
That's from verse 10 to verse 13.
这是从第十到十三节。
So the next time.
所以下一次。
You don't feel like coming to the house of God.
如果你不想要来到神的殿中。
Sunday morning, you don't feel like going to church.
礼拜天你不想来教会。
You read Psalm 65.
你就好好读诗篇六十五篇。
And tell yourself, don't lose the blessings of heaven.
然后告诉你自己说，我不想要失去这些福。
Why the house of God?
为什么要来到神的家中？
What's so special about the house of God?
神的殿有什么了不起的？
Psalms 36 and verse 8.
诗篇36篇。第八节，
thou shalt be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the rivers of thy pleasure.
他们必因你殿里的肥甘得以饱足，你也必叫他们喝你乐河的水。
Because in the house of God there is the river of the presence and the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
因为在神的家中有那个乐河，也就是圣灵的恩膏的河。
And number two, when you are in the house of God, you begin to encounter the intimate presence of God.
那第二点就是你在神的家中，你就开始来遇见这个跟你有亲密关系的神。
Because in verse 7 it says, you come under the shadow of His wings.
因为第七节讲到世人要投靠在神翅膀的荫下。
You literally feel the wings of the Almighty God near you.
你真实的感受到神那个翅膀覆庇你。
And thirdly, in verse 9, you begin to step into enlightenment and revelation.
然后第九节你就开始踏入神的亮光中得到启示。
You will step into light and you begin to see light.
你就进到神的光中，你就得见光。
So,Come into the house of God.
所以进到神的家中吧。
And you will be blessed.
你就会蒙福。
Tonight you are blessed.
今天晚上你是蒙福的。
Because you have come.
因为你们已经来了。
Amen.
Amen.
You are blessed.
你们是蒙福的。
Those who are at home.
那些在家里面的。
Today they miss one blessing.
他们已经失掉今天的这个福。
Go and tell them.
所以要告诉他们。
Tonight they have missed one blessing.
你今天晚上失去了一个福。
And tell them tomorrow.
告诉他们明天晚上。
丰盛大餐要来了。
Amen.
Okay, let's come to the seventh blessing.
我们来看第七个福气。
Psalms 84,
诗篇八十四篇
and verse 5.
第五节
It's 84 and verse 5.
Yes.
Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。
When you learn to tap into the supernatural strength of God, you are an overcomer in life.
当你学习怎么进入、怎么跳入神超自然的能力里面，你就是蒙福的。
You know, this life is not a very pleasant world to live in at times.
因为在当时呢，活在那个当时不
是。现在
。现在，对不起，活在现在，活在当下，不是一件太快乐的事。
Because sometimes you are met with certain pressures of life.
因为你会遇到生活中有一些压力。
And so you feel very discouraged.
你会觉得很消沉。
And that's the time you need strength.
这就是你需要力量的时候。
That's the time you need to stand up and live for Christ again.
而且这个时候就是你需要站立为基督而活的时候。
How do you have the strength?
那你怎么样有这种力量呢？
Verse 4 is the answer.
第四节就是答案。
Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee.
如此住在你殿中的变为有福，他们仍要赞美你。
Because when you are in the realm of praise,
因为当你在赞美的领域里，
praise always brings you into the dimension of joy.
因为赞美总是带你进到喜乐的领域里。
And Nehemiah 8:10 say, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
所以在这个尼希米记就说到，靠主而来的喜乐就是你的力量。
So the more you praise God, the more strength you receive from heaven.
所以当你越发赞美神的时候，你就从天上领发越多的能力。
So the less you praise God, the weaker you become in life.
所以当你越少赞美神的时候，你生活中你就越缺乏力量。
Hallelujah.
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 You see, Hallelujah is a word.
你知道 Hallelujah 是一个字眼吗？
You know what is Hallelujah?
你知道什么叫做 Hallelujah?
Can anyone tell me what is Hallelujah?
有没有人可以告诉我什么叫做 Hallelujah? 你们要赞美耶和华。
Praise God, you're very intelligent.
哇，你们都很聪明。
I like response, a lively crowd.
我希望那个会众是活的，有回应。
Tonight is a lively crowd.
今天会众都是活着的。
Amen. I'm in the right place.
我今天来到对的地方。
Amen.This word Hallelujah,
这个 Hallelujah 这个字
in the original language,
在原本的语言里面
include what you have just said, but more to it.
但是呢，除了你刚才所提供的答案以外，还有更深的意思。
It means to have a celebration of God in a dance.
那这个 Hallelujah 呢，也就是用跳舞来欢庆、来欢贺、赞美神。
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
You must skip and you must hop.
你必须要跳，然后再跳。
And Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
in the original,
在原本的意思里面
also means
是代表
a hilarious wow expression of your delight in God without any restraint.
就是没有任何的限制，用那种极大的喜笑、极大的欢呼来赞美，因为你喜悦神。
Woo! That's Hallelujah.
那就是 Hallelujah.
Woo! That's Hallelujah.
那就是 Hallelujah.
You see, the Africans know what this word means.
你知道非洲人对这个字很明白的。
The Africans will have a white handkerchief.
那个非洲人呢都用白手帕。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 这样摇。
Preach on, brother. Preach on, brother.
就说弟兄，继续讲，继续讲。
They are free.
他们很自由。
But Chinese.Very conservative.
但是呢，中国人非常保守。
排斥。
不好意思。
That is not Hallelujah.
那个就不是 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah means woo.
Hallelujah 就是 woo.
Where's the Hallelujah tonight?
今天的 Hallelujah 在哪里？
Yeah. Woo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
赞美神。
You want me to show you a Hallelujah?
你要我向你们表现出什么叫 Hallelujah 吗？
Okay, I want a seat.
他需要一个座位。
A seat,
他需要一个座位，他需要一个位置，座位，座椅。
Can you put a seat here?
你可不可以把一个椅子搬来？
Okay. Imagine you're standing here.
那想象你站在这里。
You want to hallelujah?
你想要 hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
对啊 ，hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
这是不正常的。这就是真正的 hallelujah。
那虽然这个看起来很不正常，但是这才是真正的 hallelujah。
No restraint，
没有任何的限制。
Radical，
非常的激进。 Woo Woo
Woo Woo， 你的 woo 呢？
Woo， 你都没有起来 woo 啊。 Woo Woo，
两个，
两个就两个，
四个，五个，
Woo， 起来。
哇， hallelujah，你活了，
活了！
哎呀，对不起，这个擦干净。
不好意思啊，牧师。
Hallelujah。
Hallelujah。
这个礼拜天。
这个礼拜天。
Hallelujah。
Hallelujah。
Okay。So when you praise God。
所以大家赞美神。
Woo woo woo。
就 woo woo woo。
Joy。
喜乐。
Begins to surface，
就开始出现，涌流出来。
And when joy comes，
当喜乐一来
，strength comes，
力量就来。
And when strength comes，
当力量来，
我为主而活。
Amen。
Hallelujah。
Hallelujah。
Okay， so let's come to the eighth blessing。
我们来看第八个福气。
Psalms 94，
诗篇九十四篇
，and verse 12，
第十二节。
Blessed is the man whom thou chasten。O Lord, and teach him out of thy law.
耶和华，你所管教用律法所教训的人是有福的。
Blessing also comes when God begins to discipline you.
其实有时候祝福也是来自于神开始管教你。
Divine correction is also a blessing.
属天的纠正也是一种祝福。
Because the Bible says in the book of Proverbs，
因为在圣经的箴言里面说到
Chapter 13，
十三章
and verse 18，
第十八节，
Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instruction， but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored。
十八节弃绝管教的必致贫受辱，领受责备的必得尊荣。
If you refuse the correction of God, poverty and shame will be your portion.
如果你拒绝神的管教，那贫穷跟受羞辱就是你的份。
In my Bible, he says that poverty and shame.
这里我的圣经讲到致贫受辱。
But in your Bible, it didn't say it so specifically.
在我们的中文圣经看不出是如此的仔细，贫穷跟羞辱。
But when you receive the correction，
但是当你一领受神的管教，
you will prosper，
你就会昌盛。
One time，
有一次，
several years ago，
几年前，
a minister of God come and see me。
神的一个仆人来见我。
He said, "I want to live a blessed life like you."
他说：“牧师啊，我想要跟你一样过一个蒙福的生活。
How come you're so blessed？
为什么你如此的蒙福
？Why I'm struggling？
为什么我都在这里挣扎
？I begin to correct her。
我就开始来纠正他。
I said for the past 15 years。
我跟他说，在过去的十五年来
，You have been giving to the ministry。
你常常为事工奉献。
You've been giving to many many ministries。
你也奉献给许多许多的事工。
But you have did。”Not accurately.
但是你奉献的时候并不是很正确。
At first, when she heard it, it was like an insult to her.
那首先她一听到的时候，她觉得牧师在羞辱她。
You mean I did something wrong?
她就问牧师说：“你说我做错了吗？”
I said, "Yes, you are wrong."
是的，你做错了。
How come I don't know?
然后她就说：“为什么我不知道我是做错
了？” I said, "Because you don't have revelation."
我牧师就说：“因为你没有得到启示。”
The church have always teach us doctrine, but the church have failed to teach us revelation.
教会总是教导我们教义，但是教会从来没有教过我们启示。
In every generation, the man that lives in that revelation will bring the blessing.
那在每一个世代里面，如果这个人是凭启示来活的话，他就活在一个祝福的生活里面。
You can become powerful only when revelation come upon you.
你能够成为强而有力的人，乃是因为神的启示临到你。
So I say you don't understand.
所以我告诉你，你不懂嘛。
So I begin to change her way of giving.
所以我就开始改变我奉献的方式。
And today,
今天
money comes like a flood.
钱如洪水般的冲过来。
Her ministry have no more lack.
我们的事工永远没有缺乏。
And she say, "Mentor, you are right."
他就告诉我说：“属灵的老师啊，你是对的。”
You see, we must receive correction.
我们必须要接受别人对我们的矫正。
But sometimes,
有时候
correction is painful.
被纠正其实是蛮痛苦的。
Because you have to humble yourself.
因为你必须要谦卑自己。
Look at Proverbs 15.
来，我们来看箴言十五章。
Verse 31 and 32.
三十一节跟三十二节。
The ear that heareth the reproof of life abides among the wise. He that refuses instruction despises his own soul. But he that heareth reproof gathereth understanding.
三十一节，听从生命责备的，必常在智慧人中；弃绝管教的，轻看自己的生命；听从责备的，却得智慧。
Only if you have a teachable attitude, you can receive correction.
只有你有一个受教的态度，你才可以领受指正。
Many times I go to many churches.
很多次我去到很多教会。
And I know they cannot go to their next level.
我知道说他们没有办法进到他们下一个层次。
And because they are not open.
因为他们没有敞开
to the prophetic ministry,
来领受这种先知预言性的侍奉
so I know they cannot go very far and very deep.
所以我就知道他们走不远也进不深
You see, a child can learn things very fast.
你知道为什么一个孩子可以学东西很快
When my child was 9 years old,
当我的孩子才九岁的时候
I tell him,
我告诉他
I'm going to teach you how to go to heaven today.
我今天要教你怎么样上进到天
堂 And I taught him how to go to heaven.
那我就教他怎么样进入天堂。
Nine years old,
九岁
he visited heaven
他去造访天堂
three times.
三次。
Today,
今天
he goes to heaven regularly like his father.
他像他的爸爸一样常常进到天堂去。
But you must have a teachable heart like a child.
但是你必须要像孩子一样有个受教的心。
Then you can move into the deeper things of the spirit.
所以你可以进到灵里的奥秘室。
Today in Christianity,
今天在基督教的心里
we are still in shallow waters.
我们仍然在浅浅的水里。
We are still eating the stale bread of the yesterdays.
我们仍然活在吃昨天所做好的面包。
We are very self-contented.
我们自己自我满足。
Self-satisfaction is the beginning of your stagnancy.
那这个自我满足就是你不成长、不长进的一个开始。
Never.
永远。
Be satisfied.
不要自我满足。
一山比一山高 ，You have to go higher and higher.
Amen. Amen. 更高，更高。
That's how you go.
这就是你要
自满。是已经把你停留在一个阶段。不要自满。
Amen.
Always tell yourself.
总是告诉自己。
I have a lot to learn.
我还有好多可以学。
So if you receive correction, you receive wisdom.
如果你领受别人的责备指正，你就领受智慧。
Verse 33.
第三十三节。
The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的训诲。尊荣以前必有谦卑。
You cannot receive instructions of wisdom unless you have humility.
你没有谦卑以前是没有办法领受从神来那里智
慧的智慧。Until you have humility, then can you receive reproof.
所以只有你有谦卑才会继续不断的改变正确。
You want to grow in life?
你想要在生命里面有成长吗?
Let me tell you a secret.
那我告诉你一个秘密。
这世上没有无师自通自通的道理。
Amen.
You don't have a teacher, you don't have a mentor, you don't go very far.
如果你没有一个老师，你没有一个属灵导师，你走不远的。
You can try.
你可以试试看。
You will never make to the highest.
但是你不会进到最高的层次。
There are some secrets they will never tell you.
因为有一些秘诀，有一些奥秘是没有人会教你的。
This is the truth.
这个就是真实的，这是真理。
You think you can read the books and learn everything you can? You will never learn everything.
你以为你自己读这本，你就可以自己什么都教自己都会了吗？
You must find your mentors in life.
你必须要找出你的生命属灵导师。
Then you will go very high in the spirit.
然后你在灵里就可以进到非常高。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's come to the ninth blessing.
那我们来看第九个福气。
Psalms 112.
诗篇112篇。
And verse 1.
第一节。
Praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments.
诗篇112篇第一节，你 敬畏耶和华，甚喜爱他命令的，这人变为有福。
If we learn to fear the Lord,
如果我们学习怎么样敬畏耶和华，
you will be blessed in life.
你的生命就会蒙福。
I don't have time to talk about the fear of the Lord.
我今天没有时间跟各位讲到敬畏耶和华。
Yesterday we talked about it.
昨天在新竹的那个 DVD 就有教。
Get hold of the DVD.
啊，记得去买。
And so, how do you know that you fear God?
你怎么知道你自己是一个敬畏神的人呢？
When you love His word.
就是当你甚喜爱他的话语。
When you learn to swiftly respond to His word in prompt obedience.
而且呢，很快的领受他的话语，用一个即刻顺服的态度。
You see, the quicker is your response,The swifter will be the blessing.
就是当你回应越快，你的祝福就越甜美，所以越快。
God spoke to me.
神有一天告诉我。
He said, "Son, you want to watch?"
他说儿啊，你想要看吗
？I said, "Lord, I want to watch."
不是我哦，你想要有手表吗？不是我想要有手表。
He says.
他说。
So.
他说已经给你了
so,、
就是去撒种
So I sold a watch for somebody
所以呢我就把我的这个表当作种子撒给别人
Guess what
你知道怎么样
Somebody gave me a Rolex
那有一个人马上就送我劳力士的名表
Somebody gave me this ring
有一个人送牧师这一颗多少克拉的钻戒
24.5 克拉
的钻戒 Woo! Woo!
看清楚 Woo! Hallelujah 好 So when you obey God
当你顺服神
God will always bless your obedience
神就会因着你的顺服常常祝福你
Next time
下一次
When you read your Bible
当你读圣经的时候
And certain words speaks to your heart
如果某一个字特别对你的心说话
Or when on a Sunday morning
或者是在主日的清晨
When 陈牧师 begin to preach and you receive his word immediately
当陈牧师开始讲道你很快的领受他的教导
And you do something about it immediately
你马上就去行动
You will be blessed
你就会蒙福
Don't postpone it to another day
不要等到其他的日子
Do it immediately
立刻就去做
You see recently
On the 17th
of this month,
这个月的十七日
I was in Indonesia.
我那时候在印尼
That night,
那天晚上
after ministering,
我服侍之后
I was a bit tired.
我就有一点累
And I preached 3 times that day.
那一天我呢传讲三次信息
And two times or three times, I can't remember.
不管怎么样，两三堂
And then at 11:30, I was very tired.
晚上十一点半，我好累了
I was about to sleep, and the Holy Spirit spoke a word to me. I was so tired, but I knew the Holy Ghost was speaking to me. I forced myself to respond. I want to sleep, but I forced myself to get up. I walked to the study table and sit down. And I began to meditate upon what the Holy Ghost has spoken.
就是默想圣灵对我说的那一句
话 And I begin to speak in tongues and pray
然后我就开始用方言祷告
And I begin to ask the Lord
然后我就开始求问神
And during that 1 hour
在那个钟头里
God began to speak to me about my next 10 years
神就开始对我讲未来十年的事
He said in those next 10 years
他说在未来的十年
This is what you're going to do
你要怎么做怎么做
But if I have not responded
但是如果我没有起来回应的话
I would have missed the revelation, the instruction,For my next 10 years,
我就没有办法领受神所要给我的启示性的指示，让我知道未来十年要怎么做。
Whatever touch you tonight,
不管今天晚上什么触摸到你
，Do it tonight,
今晚就去做。
Don't even do it tomorrow,
不要明天才做。
I have a very wonderful disciple,
我有一个很棒的门徒。
She's almost 61 years old now,
她快要61岁。
She's a prophetess,
她是一个女先知。
But when she hears my preaching,
但是她一听到我的教导，
she will run out.
她马上就跑出来，
滴滴滴滴滴，大哥大手机，
就拿着大哥大的手机，
and quickly call.
就开始打电话，
and instructed all his ministry staff.
然后呢，就开始啊、指示他所有的这个同工，
and say, do it now.
现在就去做。
And because she always act immediately,
因为她总是立刻去做，
she is always blessed.
他已经蒙福了。
So when your pastor preaches a message on Sunday,
所以当你的牧师在主日传讲信息的时候，
if you are from another church,
如果你是从其他教会来的，
that Sunday,
那个主日，
that Sunday afternoon,
就是那个主日下午，
run out,
就开始跑，
and do it,
去做，
do it,
去做，
you will be blessed,
你就蒙福了。
Amen,
Amen.
God bless obedience.
神是祝福那些顺服的人。
Now we come to the 10th blessing.
我们来看第十个福。
The final blessing
最后的一个福
for tonight only.
今晚到今天晚
上。Psalms 119 and verse 2, but we read from verse 1.
好，我们看诗篇119篇第一节，英文是在第二节。
Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord.
行为完全遵行耶和华律法的，这人变为有福。
So if you live a righteous life, you are blessed.
如果你过的是一个公义，也就是行为完全的生活，你是蒙福的。
If you are a student,
如果你是一个学生，
and people in the school and colleges make fun of your holy living,
然后呢，你的那个大学同学或者你的朋友们都在取笑你的这个圣洁生活。
Don't be discouraged. Read Psalms 119 verse 1 and say, I will become that person.
不要觉得失望，你说我在诗篇119篇，我要成为这样的一个人。
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight we are focusing on verse 2.
今天晚上我们要专注的是在第二节。
Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart.
这里讲到遵行他的法度，一心寻求他的，这人变为有福。
There is a special blessing reserved for every God seeker and God chaser.
有一个特别的福是为这些遵行他法度、一心寻求他的人所保留的。
If you seek the face of God,
如果你寻求神的面，
you will be blessed.
你就会蒙福。
But there are people who seek God, they are not blessed.
那但是有些人寻求神，可是却不蒙福啊。
Why?
为什么？
Because this blessing is conditional.
因为这个祝福是有条件的。
He said it is only reserved for those who seek God with their whole heart.
因为这个福气是为那些一心寻求，这个一心就是全心寻求的人才能够得到。
Half-hearted seeking has no great blessing.
那半心。不是一心，是只有半颗心在寻求的，得不到祝福。
I remember years ago,
我记得几年前，
there was a particular sister that comes to me and asked me a question.
有一个特别的姊妹来到我面前问我问题。
He said, Pastor,
她说牧师啊，
is God no respecter of person?
她说神是不是不尊重人啊？
You know, God is very fair, you know, they don't respect person.
她说神是不是非常公平，他是不是不公平啊？神会不会不公平，不尊重人啊？
I said, yeah, God is very fair.
我说神是很公平的啊。
But God don't like me.
然后那个姊妹就说，可是上帝不喜欢我。
I said, why?
我问她为什么。
He said, God speaks to this person, God speaks to that person, but God don't speak to me.
她就说，但是神对那个人说话，对那个人也说话，就是没有对我说话。
I said, oh.
我说 oh.
Let me ask God.
那我来问问神看看。
So I went and asked God.
所以我就去问神了。
I said, God.
我说神啊。
This so and so say you are not fair.
这个人说你很不公平。
But What happened, Lord?
我就问神说，到底发生什么事？
And the Lord said, "Let me show you what's happening."
然后呢，神就说，让我给你看看到底发生什么事。
I saw a vision.
我就看到一个异象。
I saw this woman.
我看到这个姊妹。
Kneel down and pray.
跪在那边祷告。
And she start praying.
然后她就开始祷告。
哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒。Very fast.
很快。
Probably 5-10 minutes later.
差不多五到十分钟之后。
And they say, and then when she was da 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 da.
然后当他打打打打打的时候
，Then the Lord 滴滴滴滴滴滴，
然后人那个主就滴滴滴滴滴滴就跑来了
，And 滴滴滴滴滴 step in next to her，
然后那个神滴滴滴滴滴站在他旁边
，And she was not aware of the presence of God，
他都没有察觉到说这个神的同在已经在这里了
，And then I saw the Lord opening his mouth want to talk to her，
然后我就看见神开口想要向他说话，
啊、uh,。
她才啊
啊 ，and then she said, "In Jesus' name, Amen."
神开口要啊、哦、要讲出来，她说奉耶稣的名，阿门，站起来了。
She stood up and she walked out.
然后站起来就出去了。
你看，你看，你看，你看，是我的错还是他的错？I said, "Oh God, it's her fault."
那我就跟神说，哦，应该是他的错。
She never take time to spend time in the presence of God.
她没有花时间停在神的面前，停留在神的同在里。
Sometimes we are not aware that the presence of God is in our midst.
有时候我们根本没有察觉到说神的同在已经在这里了。
For many minutes now, the Lord has walked into this place.
其实。很多很多次神走进我们当中。
I saw him just now.
我刚刚就看到他了。
He was walking in a white robe.
他是穿着白袍走在我们当中。
He was in our midst.
他是在我们当中。
And that's how he was walking in the central aisle.
那现在他是在中间这个走道。
But we are not aware.
但是我们没有察觉到。
If we will learn to take time.
如果我们学习花时间。
To be quiet in his presence.
安静在他的同在里
面。And you will find.
就会发现
His presence is always near you.
他的同在总是环绕在你附近。
So when you seek Him with a whole heart,
当你全心来寻求他，
the first blessing,
第一个祝福
is that Jesus is always near you.
耶稣总是在你身边。
If you seek God with a whole heart,
如果你全心寻求他，
like Daniel,
就好像但以理一样，
you will receive a second blessing.
你就会领受到第二个祝福。
Daniel seek God in the night season.
但以理在夜晚的节期来季节来向神祷告。
In Daniel chapter 2 verse 18 onwards.
在但以理书第二章第八节。
十八节。
十八节。开始。
He talks about how God revealed the secret of the mystery of the dream of the king.
他就神向他显明啊、神怎么样来啊、在就是王所做的梦的那个奥秘那个异梦神给向他显明。
If you seek God.
如果你寻求神。
God.Will give you revelation and rhema.
神就会赏赐给你启示和瑞玛。
Yesterday,
昨天
someone gave me an offering.
有人就给我一笔奉献。
It was out of a heart of love.
就是从心里的爱里面来奉献出来的。
So I was looking at this offering.
我就看着这个奉献。
And asked God to bless this man.
我就祷告说求主祝福这个弟兄。
Then I felt a prompting of the Lord.
然后我就看见神的心在跳动。
The Lord said.Count the offering.
神就说你算算看那笔奉献。
So I obey and I count.
我就算那个奉献。
And when I count to that particular number,
当我算到那个特别的数目的时候，
a revelation came.
启示就临到我。
And the Lord says, Son,
他就说儿啊，
this number represents death.
这个数目代表死亡的死。
This man,
这个
is under demonic attacks of death.
这个人正遭受死亡的攻击。
Pray for the preservation of his life.
祷告让他的性命得以存活。
You see, if you don't come before God,
你看，如果你不来到神面前，
God will never speak to you.
神就没有办法向你说话。
You come near God,
你可以来到神面前，
not just to pour your heart to God,
不是把你所有的心心吐意跟神讲，
but begin to allow God,
你容许神
to speak to you,
来向你说话。
Do you know?
你知道
that this blessing you receive,
你所领受的这个福
is a gift of healing for you.
是让你得着医治的福
is your healing gift.
是你医治的福
God just spoke to me.
神刚刚对我说
even though you have this job, it's a gift of healing.
神说是要把这个医治的恩赐给你
think a bit deeper.
就是更深
you have been crying out to God, and God has given you such a great job.
神要赏赐给你极大极美的工作。
This job is a healing.
这个工作就是有关医治。
Of the insecurity that goes on in your life.
那让你的生命里面有安全。
And God is saying, I'm going to take care of you for the rest of your life.
神说我会照顾你，你的一生我都罩住你了。
It's a healing.
这是医治。
Begin to every day say, God, let this beautiful job begin to heal me of my past.
然后每一天来到神的面前说主你这美好的工作开始来医治我的过去
I never thought of it like that
我从来没有想过是这样子
But the Lord just spoke about healing right now
但是神刚才对我讲有关医治
Amen.
Amen
So God wants to speak
但神想要说话
But we must be open to Him
我们必须要向他敞开。
If you open yourself to him,
如果你敞开倾听他，
you will find God is so loving.
你会明白，你会发觉主是如此的慈爱。
That is the blessing.
那个就是祝福。
When his words of love encourage you,
当他爱的话语来鼓励你的时候，
that is a blessing.
那个就是你的福。
Number three,
第三点，
when you begin to seek God with a whole heart,
当你全心一心来寻求他的时候，
you will receive the blessing of favor like Esther.
你就会像以斯帖一般领受从神那里来的恩宠。
When favor comes upon your life,
当恩宠临到你的生命，
every door that has been closed will be opened to you.
所有关闭的门都要向你来敞开。
God will open doors for you.
神会为你打开每一扇门。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is such a good God.
神是如此美好的一位神。
Amen.
Amen.
God is such a good God.
神是如此美好的一位神。
Psalms 149.
诗篇一百四十九篇。
Brother Abel.
Brother Abel.
约伯。
约伯。
Psalms 149 is for you tonight.
诗篇一百四十九篇，今天是为你预备的。
I see a lot of chains and shackles binding you.
我看到很多的铁链，还有那些改变正在捆绑你。
That is the generational oppression over your life.
那是从世代祖先所遗留下来的压制跟咒诅在你的生命。
You are not able to set yourself free.
你没有办法使你自己得自由。
To live in true freedom.
让你得着完全活在完全自由。但神说
The key of David is your deliverance.
神说大卫的钥匙就是你的释放。
Begin to move into wholehearted praise.
进到全心的赞美里面。
And begin to praise God from the depths of your heart of thanksgiving.
从你心里的深处来赞美神，将感谢归给他。
Begin to praise God as your lifestyle.
赞美神成为你生活的方式。
Praise God while you go to work.
当你去工作的时候，赞美他。
Praise God in the morning and in the evening.
早晨赞美他，夜晚赞美他。
Psalms 149 say He will break every shackles from your life.
诗篇一百四十九篇说，他为你打破所有的铜门铁栓。
And you will be a free man.
你就会成为一个自由的人。
So we must open ourselves to God.
所以我们必须要向神来敞开。
And allow God to speak to us.
容许神来向我们说话。
We must allow God.
我们必须要容许神这
样做。Amen. That's a blessing.
那就是一种祝福。
Now, these are the 10 personal blessings.
这就是你个人可以所得到的十个福气。
Which one have you experienced so far?
这十个福气里面哪一些是你已经曾经经历过
的呢？ Point number two.
第二点。
Which one have you not experienced yet?
哪一个福气是你还没有经历过的呢？
Then tonight.
今天晚上
you must thank God that you experienced some blessing.
你要感谢神说你已经经历过他某些祝福。
From tonight,
那是从今天晚上开
始 you are determined
你决定了
to lay hold the other blessings.
紧紧抓住其他还没有经历过的福。
You tell God,
你告诉神说
I want the 10 blessings.
我十种福气都要。
Because 10 is a Bible number for completeness.
因为十的圣经的数目字就代表完全。
So God wants you to have all the total blessings.
神要你有完全的祝福。
Take hold of it.
紧紧抓住吧。
I said, God, I want to this be this man. I want to have this.
你说主啊，我要像这样的福，我要像这样的人，我要有这种福。
I want to give you the key.
我要把这个钥匙交给你。
On how to obtain all these 10 blessings.
如何得到这十种福气？
You want the key?
你要不要这把钥匙啊？
It's found in John chapter 13.
也就是在约翰福音第十三章
John chapter 13
约翰福音第十三章
and verse 17
第十七节
If you know these things happy or blessed are ye if you do them
你们既知道这事若是去行就有福了
In other words,Knowing the truth does not bring you the blessing.
换句话来讲，只知道这个真理不会带给你福气。
Tonight you have heard the truth.
今天晚上你已经听了这个真理。
It doesn't give you the blessing.
那是不会给你福气。
But tonight,
但是今天晚上
in prayer,
在祷告中
you make it a point.
你就做出这样子的一点。
You search God and you ask God for this blessing.
你寻求神，你说主，我要这样的祝福。
By going out tonight and say, I will respond.
就是当你出去的时候，你今天晚上跟神说，我一定要回应。
Tonight I will do something about what I heard.
我今天晚上必须要行出我今天所听到的真理。
听到没有福，行道才是福。
Amen.
You must go out and do it.
你必